Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master show. Always great to be here with you. As usual, we published that blog post this morning in the newsletter on trends in finance and accounting, and we are trying to predict the finance function of 2035. Last week, we shared vision for what it should look like. And this week, we have a strategy for you. So we released the article called A Strategy for Creating Finance Function of 2035. So think AI first to realize the people potential of finance function. This is the vision that we defined for the finance function in 2035. This show, we try to get more concrete by outlining a strategy to create the finance function 10 years from now. Ambitious project, I know. No one has done it before. All predictions end in 2030. So why not be the first to go toward 2035? We will use Roger Martin's Play to Win strategy framework to do that. And the strategy, of course, will be somewhat generic. We cannot make it for a specific finance function, or we could, but then we probably have to talk about it offline. Yet we will try to make it as practical, applicable as possible. And then in the coming weeks, we will deep dive into the different aspects of the finance function to describe how we see them in 2035. So we undertake this work fully knowing that most strategies will fail to deliver the intended impact. Zooming in the finance function, it's even more challenging because the tenure of CFOs is among the shortest in the C-suite. And I read a daily blog not so long ago from Fortune and Cheryl Estrada saying that is even going further down. So most CFOs won't see the end of their strategy, which of course means another one comes in with a new strategy, or they all want to put their old market things, or that's how it is. So when making a strategy for a finance function looking 10 years ahead, it's guaranteed that 9 out of 10 CFOs at least won't get to see it through. That's not necessarily our intention either. Instead, we want to inspire present CFOs to take the first steps toward 2035 and seed the ground for their successes. We also want to help senior finance leaders prepare for future CFO roles by informing them of the building blocks they need today to be relative for such roles in the future. This should help everyone build a more concrete roadmap for themselves and their finance functions in the future. And with that, we have our first, I believe, also only poll for today. And if it works better, we'll maybe have more in the future. So the poll question we have for you today is, do you have a strategy for your finance function? Simple question, yes or no. What does this strategy do? Let's just briefly remind you about the components of Roger Martin's Play to Win strategy framework, because it's applicable not just for what we are doing here, but for everything that is strategy. It has 5 core elements. A winning aspiration, where bold and measurable outcomes are defined that will set our strategic ambition. Where to play, decide choices will be made for our finance function. How can the finance function be a source of competitive advantage for the company? Capabilities, critical skills do we need? And what core activities must we perform consistently well? And finally, the management system. How are we going to follow up on our strategy and make it sustainable? Let's dig in each of these elements. So a winning aspiration could be, remember we defined the vision last week, so we have to make it more concrete now. So we could say, we will run our finance function on artificial intelligence, but drive and execute decision making through human intelligence. So we're thinking AI first, run everything as we can on AI, but we need people to drive decision making, to drive execution. Could we want a winning aspiration? Of course, not the only potential, but that's our kind of fit, if you will. With inspiration, is the next step of the vision. Hence, it should make it more concrete and lend itself to measurable elements. We've also made some suggestions to how you can measure these goals and intended outcomes. Five of them in total. Number one, how many of our processes are AI enabled? Simple measure. Number two, how large of a percentage of the individual processes are run by AI? So if 60% of your processes are AI enabled, how many of those 60%, how large a part of those are AI actually run? Be 60% as well. So 60%, then 36% of your finance function is run by AI. So that could be a single measure you have in a dashboard, if you will, but concrete tangible measures here. You can even use these today. Number three, how fast are we informing our stakeholders and decision makers? Consider today, you do month-throughs, manage reporting, and then maybe on workday 10, so in the middle of the month, you're ready to inform your stakeholders. Much faster, almost in real time, right? But we can get back to the concrete elements of that. Number four, how satisfied are the stakeholders with your insights and support? Ask them one-to-one, and survey them if it's a large population, up to you. If you need feedback on your performance, I think that's relevant for all of us. And then, how are we as a company meeting or beating our targets? After all, we're not winning as a company. We're not winning as a finance function. And strategy is about winning. Don't let anyone tell you anything else. If you're competing for something where you know with reasonable certainty that you're not going to be number one or close number two, forget about it. Redefine playing field. So these five measures can be measured. And you can set bold targets to drive the change and transformation. You can even create a baseline as of today and chart your path to the future. That's the winning aspiration. So let's play. As we described in our article last week, or the show last week, the definition of the finance function hasn't changed. So we're not choosing what a finance function should be and where it should be involved. Instead, we should choose what AI will play and where humans. So we propose splitting the finance function into three parts to structure these choices. And taking these from the way Deloitte use it, there are many other ways to view it. This is a simple approach, so it's easy for everyone to understand and buy it. Therefore, racial finance, this includes all transactional finance activities, such as order to cash, procure to pay, and record to report. Then we have specialized finance, include corporate functions such as tax, treasury, and payday, and so on. And finally, business finance. This is business-facing teams that generate and use insights, drive and execute decision-making company. Let's dig briefly into these three, when I guarantee you that next week, we'll deep dive even further into these three parts. We'll talk about the operating model for the future finance function. So operational finance, the ambition should be that we are close to 100% by artificial intelligence. It's as simple as that. However, of course, exception handling likely requires some sort of human intervention. As exceptions will also occur even in 2035, as does oversight of process performance. Therefore, humans are still needed in operational finance, but these will be highly specialized process experts with deep technology insights. They are not there to continuously execute exceptions, but rather to identify root causes of errors, issues, and fix them. So artificial intelligence can meet 100% target. That's original. Specialized finance, these teams will be augmented with artificial intelligence, removing mundane data and related tasks from this. They will be primarily responsible for policy deployment within their domain areas, if you're in tax, for instance, or deploying tax policies, and work with the process experts implementing these into the AI workforce. We'll also advise top management and the board on all strategic decisions and leverage artificial intelligence to deliver timely and relevant insights. Let's immerse that. Finally, business finance. These teams close to decision makers. They will take co-ownership of delivering on their time vision. They'll all be enabled by a central AI-driven center of excellence, data analysis and reporting capabilities that will provide them and their stakeholders directly with insight. This means the roles will move away from analysis and reporting to interpreting the latest intel about internal and external changes. This is being done to discuss how to address and improve. May KPIs measure where to play would be AI enablement and the percentage of AI in time to insight. Because this is trying to make choices about human and how to apply AI. So this is where to play for these three topics. And let's talk about how to win. We could start by simply asking, how can the finance function remain relevant in the future? Almost everything related to compliance and control will be done by artificial intelligence. There's only one viable answer in this scenario, improving decisions and performance. The starting point for this, of course, is high quality data, which means setting high standards for operational finance. Second, it means building a central decision, central intelligence engine that can deliver clearer, faster, and richer insights, as McKinsey described in their 2030 vision. It must be central, assurance time to make this processing power available locally. Using generative AI, local business finance teams or individuals can query company data for insights into current business challenges and discuss them with their relevant stakeholders. Finally, it means taking charge of the company's strategic agenda to drive the right strategic choices. This may be the most challenging part. However, enabled by AI, it should be feasible, analyzed in several contexts and internal capabilities to derive the best choice. The main KPI to measure the how to win choices will be stakeholder satisfaction and overall performance. There you go. Now we have the five measures in play already. Let's talk capabilities then. A simple way to split these would be into AI and human capabilities. When it comes to AI capabilities, companies would need to make a strategic choice between building them internally or outsourcing them. Realistically speaking, only the largest companies could build these in-house when speaking of the central intelligence engine. Whereas most companies would have to rely on using systems with most of the capabilities inbuilt. On the human side, we have frequently reviewed some of the needed capabilities in the newsletter, so we won't dive too deep into them. Instead, you may recall last week, we highlighted the top 10 skills in demand in 2030. These are all critical finance professionals to develop. For instance, technology skills, when it depends on making choices for AI, or creativity or problem solving skills, relationship building skills, when it comes to actually driving decision making execution with your stakeholders. So those are the capabilities. And finally, the management system. We have outlined five simple KPIs, and behind each, you must establish different initiatives to achieve your vision. Each initiative requires support and tracking, but you should also establish overall tracking of the five KPIs. Most KPIs can be measured monthly or more frequently if needed, whereas stakeholder satisfaction could be a quarterly forum. Depending on your company's size, you may need a central finance transformation office to drive the strategy, rollout, and tracking. You must also solicit feedback from teams and individuals working in the various parts of the finance function. Their insights are critical to understanding strategic progress and what needs to change to increase strategic effectiveness. Okay, it was a long walkthrough of the strategy, but I can easily imagine this plug and play into any finance function. They can tailor at the generic specific or the specifics in your company to go with the generic of this strategy outline. With that, a question for all of you. Put it in the comments now. You can put it in the comments later. YouTube, leave a comment there, and we will address it. What role does artificial intelligence play in your finance strategy? Curious to know anything? Most finance teams are not using it today, but you are actually planning to use it in your finance strategy in the future. I don't know if we got any votes on the poll. If we did, we can bring it up. If not, we can also leave it for another day. Let's see. I can't see how many have actually voted here, but it seems like most is a no. And 60-40 if I should make an assessment. So most don't have a strategy for your finance function. That's too bad. You should have. You need help making one. Free to reach out and help making a strategy for finance to bring these women towards the future.
Okay.
Think about that question. Definitely do keep your answers. We will go into the last talk of today's show. So you need to craft a winning strategy. As I said, strategy is about winning. It's difficult to say if your finance function is winning against other finance functions, although we do hire them benchmarking on a regular basis. More directly, you can tell if you're winning by setting vicious targets for the 5 KPIs we have outlined here and tracking positive progress. As we said in the beginning, we know most strategies, also for finance functions, unfortunately, fail to deliver the intended impact. So how can you avoid this and create the finance function for 2035? The simple answer is to ensure that the strategy doesn't hinge on a few individuals, like the CFO and some senior finance leaders. To avoid this, you need a strong strategy cascade, supporting teams at all levels to choose where to play and how to win. This will create much more anchoring to strategy. So making these choices is not just for senior management. Every single team in the company should make their where to play and how to win strategic choices. And of course, your choices will be a subset of the overall company choices. You will not be focusing on everything. That's not the idea. The idea is you make choices for your part of the finance function. And if you deliver on those, other teams deliver on theirs, add up to an overall strategy fulfillment. In addition, you should make the strategic progress tracking available to everyone and use every chance you get to talk about why the strategy is essential and how you progress. Moreover, you need to ensure that sufficient resources, people and so on, are available to execute the strategy. The point is to gather as much momentum for the strategy as possible to ensure it can withstand a few executives leaving here and there, not least the CFO. Because if it's working, if you have progress, it's going to require a lot. New CFO come in and say, oh, this doesn't work, we're going to do something else. You send the form and repeat it. It's an exciting time to be in the finance function. AI capabilities available today are much more advanced than those a decade ago. We know this because we work with various tech companies. We see their capability. It's real, not just the story we tell ourselves about digital transformation happening in the future. It's real. You may not have it, but it's real. History is in a prediction, and it will be wild to imagine the capabilities available to use a decade from now. That's why you might as well start a regionalizing vision of think AI first to realize the potential already today, because you can do that and to be there. So here's a final question for you. What are you doing today to maybe create that strategy? Or if you have a strategy for your finance function, to ensure that it will be a success? Let us know in the comments. We'd love to have your perspective. Otherwise, we'll just check in more here. Process is insightful, thanks for that. So I know it's on the future. I know. 2035. In fact, we feel like we haven't made much progress towards our 2030 or even 2025 ambition. So why is it important to talk about 2035? Because we have to continuously move the boundaries of our own thinking of what's possible so that we can be even more ambitious in our strategies, even more rigorous in our execution of those, and even more excited about the future of the finance function. I'm excited. I hope you're excited too. Next week, we'll dig even deeper into how this finance function is going to operate. Thanks a lot to everyone tuning in today. You can always catch me on LinkedIn if you have questions or want to discuss something or you need help with something. Just reach out. It's free to send me a message. My name is Anders Lindberg. I'm your host on the Hashtag Finance Master Show. And I'm signing off for this week. I'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.